word. I'm receptive to your word. I receive your word today with gladness of heart, with meekness, not with errors, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles. Very fast. Let's open our Bibles. We've been talking about the gospel. Well, though I promise to take us on a new topic, but let's continue on from where we stopped. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. He arose. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, there is this. I've been able to. I spoke to some few people about it years back. And, you know, when you ask somebody, why did Jesus come to the earth? When you ask people, some persons, why did Jesus come to the earth? In fact, I have listened to somebody who had a message A to Z of why Jesus came to the earth. Do you understand me? And I was amazed. I heard words. It was a didaskalos. Hallelujah. Long teaching, but you like A, he came for to accept sinners. B, and I was like, come on, hallelujah. 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 You see, John chapter. Let's start off from Luke chapter 24. Let's look at his sermon first of all. Hallelujah. Luke 24. Let's look at Jesus' sermon. Verse 25. He says, and he said to them, O foolish ones. Hallelujah. And slow to heart to believe in all the prophet has spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and enter into his rest? Into his glory. Hallelujah. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures things concerning himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He told them what things concerning himself. Look at this critically. Jesus opened, if you read verse 44, he continued, and verse 45, he said, he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So meaning from Moses, he began to teach them concerning from the graphe, from the scriptures, things that are concerning him. Hallelujah. Everything he taught them as concerning him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He taught them concerning himself. Hallelujah. Now, let's go ahead. Let's go back to chapter 5 of John, verse 39. I'm going to show something before we proceed. Verse 39. Are you in verse 39? Now, it says, you search the scriptures. Now, if you read from beginning, which we will later do, hallelujah. Now, he said, you search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. He was speaking to the people. Are you hearing me? And he was telling them, hey, you guys search the scripture because you think in them you have eternal life. Eh? And these are they that testifies of me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You remember, Paul told Timothy that from childhood, you have known the Holy Scripture, right? Right? From a child, you know the Holy Scripture, which are able to make you what? Wise unto salvation. Hallelujah. Meaning, from the Scriptures, you become wise as dealing with salvation, because the scripture talks about Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus is telling them, the scriptures testify about me. Hallelujah. 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 Now he's telling them the scripture testifies about him. He is the fulfillment of the scriptures. Hallelujah. Now, they were searching the scripture, thinking in searching the scriptures they have eternal life. But no, searching the scriptures, which is when it talks about the scripture, Jesus referring to the scripture here was referring to the old writings. Are you hearing me? He was referring to the old writings. Are you listening to me? Now he said, they thought, because they are searching the scriptures, they have what? Eternal life. Hallelujah. But he said, no, they testify of me. Glory, hallelujah. 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 Why did Jesus come? You know, some people have theological materials on this. Some people have a long talk on it. Some people say Jesus came to die for our sins. Jesus came to heal the sick. Because, no, hallelujah. We're going to look at that critically. Hallelujah today. Why did Jesus come? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's do a study on him himself. Let's see why he came. Right? Should we? Hallelujah. First of all, let's look at John chapter 10. John chapter 10. Let's start from 10. Hallelujah. Are you with me? John chapter 10, from verse 9. Now, you know, remember, when the prophets prophesied about him, they were prophesying in parts. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Now, here is the master. He's telling us why he came. Hallelujah. Look at from verse 9. It says, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. And we go in and out, and we go in and out and find pastures. Hallelujah. He didn't say he will go inside and come out of salvation. Hallelujah. 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 Verse 10, he said, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, I have come. Hallelujah. I love this. He said, I have come. Now, he's telling you why he came. Hallelujah. He said, I have come that they might have life. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That they might have life and they might have it, wow, more abundantly. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus told us why he came. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. We'll talk about that later. Hallelujah. Now he says, I am come that they might have life. The word for life is the word called Zoe. Hallelujah. What is Zoe? Zoe means the life of the Father. Zoe is the life of the Father that he's manifested, that he manifested through his Son. Hallelujah. To the world, which we have when we get born again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In itself, Zoe is life, absolute life. Hallelujah. Zoe. Z-O-E. Zoe. Zoe. The life of God. If you read the scriptures, it's used to signify the life of God. Zoe. There's another kind of life, which is translated as suke. Listen. Suke. It is used in signifying the natural life of a man, of animals. Do you understand me? Natural life. Paul, in his writing, sometimes uses it to signify soul. Do you understand me? The soul of the person. Now, if you read this, he said, I am come that they might have Zoe. Listen, and they might have it more abundantly, which is super abundantly. Do you understand me? And they might have life, have it more abundant. Now he now went down and said, I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. Now he now said, there's a full stop. I'm a good shepherd. And I said, the good shepherd gives his life. The word for life there is not the word zoe. It's the word suke, for his sheep. Hallelujah. Lays it down. So, now, natural life. Okay, let's look at where the word suke was used in the scriptures. Luke chapter 20, chapter 12 from verse 20 to 22. Luke chapter 9 verse 56. Luke 9:24. 1 John 3:16. Hebrews 10 verse 38. Am I too fast? Okay, I'll come again. Luke 12, 20 to 22. Luke 9 verse 56. Luke 9 verse 24. 1 John 3:16, Hebrews 10:38. Now, he used suke to signify soul, the natural life. Let's look at 1 John 3:16. Are we there? 1 John 3:16. Put your hands in John 10:10. We'll come in there. Hallelujah. 1 John 3:16. Are you with me? Okay. By this we know love, because he laid his life for us. And we ought to lay our lives for the brethren. Do you understand me? He talks about natural life. He didn't say you ought to lay your zoe for your brethren. Natural life. Hallelujah. Do you understand me? That's a natural life. Lay your life for the brethren. Hallelujah. Suke was what was used there. Are you listening to me? Suke was used there. Glory, hallelujah. Luke 12, let's look at verse 22. Verse 20 to 22. Then we'll proceed. I don't really want to dwell here, but good, we share this. Luke chapter 12. Hallelujah. Verse 22. Are you verse 22? Now he was referring to his disciples who weren't born again. Look at what he said. Therefore, I said to you, do not worry about your life. Do not worry about your suke, what you will eat. Not about the body, what you will put on. Hallelujah. He said, life is more than food, and body is more than mere clothes. Hallelujah. 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 So you see, suke relates to the natural life. Hallelujah. Relates to the natural life of a man, which was received from birth. Natural birth into the world, transferred from Adam. Hallelujah. But we'll look extensively at that when we begin to talk about, when I begin to talk to us about the nature of sin. Are you hearing me? Well, when we begin to talk about the nature of sin, that will be either from tomorrow or next week. I'll go deep on this. I'm trying to keep it on the surface. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, coming back to John chapter 10, he says, the thief come not except for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, I am come that they might have life. Hallelujah. Have Zoe. John 1 verse 4. Let's look at him. He said, he has come that they might have Zoe. Look at John chapter 1 verse 4, from verse 1 through 4. He said, in the beginning was the Logos. Hallelujah. Did you see this? Hallelujah. John gave a different account about the birth of Jesus. Did you see? Others gave genealogy, right? Now look at how John started his own. He says, in the beginning, hallelujah, was the Word. Referring to the beginning in Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the Logos. The word used there, the word Logos. Logos means
the conclusion of a message or a body of revelation. Hallelujah.
Now, in the beginning was the Word, the message. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. See, He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him. Hallelujah. He didn't say through it, but through Him. Hallelujah. And without Him was anything made that is made. Hallelujah. That was made, rather. He said, in Him was life. The word used for life is the word called Zoe. Are you hearing me? And this life is what? Is the light of men. Hallelujah. Did you see that? Now, first of all, Jesus said the reason why He came is to give us life. One. Now, He came to give us life. And that is very important. He came to give us away. And this life is who He is. From John chapter 1. He said in Him was life. Meaning He's full of life. You can't give what you don't have. Hallelujah. 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 So, someone will ask, are you trying to say Jesus didn't come to die for our sins? We'll get to look at that as we progress. Hallelujah. We'll look at that as we progress. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, hallelujah. Other scriptures where you can get this away is John chapter 3, verse 15 to 16. That John used. When we are looking at how John used the name, the word Zoe. Hallelujah. John chapter 3, from verse 15 through 16, verse 36 to 39. Hallelujah. Chapter 4, verse 36. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Now, chapter 5. Let's go to chapter 5 of John. From verse 20 through 24. Say, for the Father loves the Son and shows Him all things. And He Himself does, and will show Him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives Zoe to whom He wills. Right? Now, verse 22. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son. Hallelujah. 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 We are going ahead. Verse 23, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent Him. 24, most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in Him who sent me has everlasting life. Did you see this? Has eternal life. In the scriptures, you see, I showed us something. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, right? That whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but should have eternal life. Now, I told us the reason why the translators of the scripture use the word eternal life. I said eternal. Eternal life is for a reason. Now, first of all, the word eternal life used is the word Zoe. Now, listen. They use eternal life because it relates to an eternal personality. It's not the normal human life that they know. Do you understand me? Now, he said eternal life. Should have eternal life. He says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but should have eternal life. He didn't say, but we'll have it tomorrow. He said, should have eternal life. Hallelujah. 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 And now he's saying, in chapter 5, verse 24, he said, he who believes in Him, who sent me, has everlasting life. Hallelujah. And shall not come to judgment, but has passed from death to life.
Look at what Jesus is talking about.
Do you understand that? Has passed from death to life. He says, shall not come to judgment. Now, listen to something. The word for judgment is the word crisis. K-R-I-S-I-S. Hallelujah. 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 It's used for a decision or sentencing. Sentencing. Like you want to sentence. It's a sentence. Not sentence like making a sentence. Hallelujah. Like a sentence in the court. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at where that word crisis was used by Paul. Let's understand how he used it in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5. 2 Thessalonians 1 5. Let's look at it. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Are you there? Okay. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, chapter 1, verse 5. It says, let me start from verse 4. So that we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your patience and faith in all persecution and tribulation that you endure. Hallelujah. Which is manifest evidence of the righteous judgment of God. Hallelujah. That you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also suffer. Hallelujah. 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 Now, judgment, the word for judgment is the same word crisis. Hallelujah. Now, he says the judgment of God is a righteous judgment. In Hebrews 9:27, it says, for as it is appointed for a man once to die, but after death, after this, the judgment. Hallelujah. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear the second time, apart from sin, for salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've had a teaching on this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, you see, the judgment, it talks about the sentencing. That is the word used. A decision. Righteous decision. Righteous judgment. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Now, in going back to our scriptures, where we're looking at from John chapter 5. John chapter 5. Are you with me? Now, it says, listen, if you look at verses 22 and look at, I want to read verse 22 and jump to 24 so that we understand. I'll pick some verses so that you just see. Now, he says, for the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son. Listen, has committed all judgment to the Son. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment. Did you see that? What does this tell you? What does this tell you? Do you remember do you remember the account of John? Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. Can we go to John chapter 3, verse 11? Matthew 3, 11, sorry. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. Put your hands in that fight. Look at Matthew 3, 11. Let's look at it critically. Are you with me? Matthew 3, 11. Now, he said, he who believes in him shall have everlasting life and shall not come into what? Judgment. Right? Right? Now, let's look at that. Matthew chapter 3, are you there? Verse 11. Are you with me? Okay. Indeed, John is writing. John the Baptist, the baptizer. Hallelujah. John the baptizer. Hallelujah. How so wonderful. Somebody's name just changed one day. John the Baptist.
Just Pastor Wisdom the Didascalus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Pastor Wisdom Hesedges. Hallelujah. John the Baptizer. Now look at what he said. Now let's come back. He said, indeed. Okay. Let's start from verse 10. And even now, the axe is laid to the root of the tree. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit, am I there? Yeah, that does not bear good fruit shall be thrown down and thrown into the fire. Shall be cut down and thrown into fire, right? Like, look at the pretext. Now, you can read, hallelujah, you can read some few verses away so now you understand what he's talking about. But look at the pretext. Now, look at what he's saying in verse 11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. Do you understand me? Unto repentance. Please understand John's phronesis. Do you understand? Even Jesus said, even the least in the kingdom of heaven is what? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Understand his phronesis. Now, unto repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. He will baptize you. Now, look at what John is writing. Understand him. Hallelujah. But he will baptize you with what? With the Holy Spirit and what? And fire. Hallelujah. Now, listen. The word for fire, the word called Paul. P-U-R, right? Now, listen. Listen very well. Now, John is talking about, is actually giving a prophecy about Jesus Christ, right? Now, he said he will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. The word and is the word K-E. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, he will baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. That's how it actually reads. And with fire. Now, when Jesus came, When the apostles were to talk about him, they spoke about what? The Holy Spirit. When Jesus came, he promised us about the Holy Spirit, right? But John made something here. He made a statement here about fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, if you look at that critically, it talks about judgment. Hallelujah. Passing across a judgment with fire. Now, if you look through the scriptures where the word fire is used, let me read out something for you. Fire, all through the scriptures in the epistles, is used for judgment. Are you hearing me? It's used for judgment. Especially in the New Testament. From the writings of the epistles, you discover that every point he used fire, or fire is used, sometimes it's to signify figuratively a judgment. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Signifies a judgment. Let's look at some scriptures. You write it down for further study. Romans chapter 12 verse 20. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 15. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 27. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 18. So you will not come to a mountain that burns with brimstone. Hallelujah. Romans 12 20. 1 Corinthians 3 15. Hebrews 10 27. Are you there? Let me talk like Pastor Ike Ikechukwu. Amen. Only he will conclude for everybody. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Let's go ahead. Hebrews 12:29. 1 Peter 1:7. It was used 25 times in the book of Revelation. You see that in... especially in the book of Revelation. In the book of Revelation, once you study the book of Revelation very well, especially in the 20th chapter, you discover that the Bible spoke about the baptism of fire. Baptism means immersion. I love that. Baptism means immersion, right? We've been immersed through the Holy Spirit. Right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It means immersion, to be immersed into something. Now, it talks about those who reject the gospel. Those who say they will fall. Hallelujah. Read it. Revelation 20:10. Revelation 20:19. Are you with me? Revelation 20, verse 10, verse 14, verse 15, verse 18. Hallelujah. So, it shows you that those who reject the baptism of the Spirit, according to John's prophecy about him, will receive the baptism of fire. Hallelujah. 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 But hey, when Jesus was around in the earth, he didn't talk about fire, right? He spoke about the Spirit. So I'll go pray the Father, I will give you another hours paracletos. Right? He said even the Spirit of truth, he didn't say even the fire of truth. Hallelujah. So now take note of something. When a word is used in the scriptures, make sure you know how it is used, especially in the epistles, to further explain what you're looking at it from. Do you understand me? You have to know the usage. And if you look at the usage, in the scripture, it is called that it's used to pass the sentence. Okay, he said the works of man shall be shown through fire. He's passed a test. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. 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 Okay, let's go back to where we were. We were in John chapter 5, right? Right? Okay. In John 5, we're dealing with why he came. Why did he come? Come and die? No. Take note, the lesser is included in the greater. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, now he said they've passed from where? From death unto what? Unto life. Hallelujah. Okay, now number one, we shall not come to judgment. Hallelujah. You understand that in, if you read the book of Revelation 20 very well, you understand what he was talking about here, because Jesus himself spoke in the book of Revelation 20 about that critically. Do you understand me? So do a study too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we go ahead? Okay, say, but they pass from death unto life. It tells you something. It's they pass from death unto Zoe. It tells you something. Hallelujah. It tells you something. The Bible says he has delivered us. Does this read the script? Does this make a meaning? He has delivered us from where? From the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has passed from death unto life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He have been we've been ported from death unto life. I like that word. Hallelujah. From death unto life. Romans chapter 5. Let's go to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. From now, Romans chapter 5. I want to read out some verses to us, some verse 10. Before we do that, now, he said, let's have the scripture in mind that is linking us here. He said, we've passed from where? From death unto life. The word to pass from death is the word metabano. Means to be, to depart, to be removed. Hallelujah. To be translated. Hallelujah. Spelled M-E-T-A-B-A-I-N-O. Metabano. Hallelujah. 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 Okay. Can we go ahead? So we've been removed. Once a man is born again, he has passed from death unto life. Hallelujah. What is that death? That's what we want to check. Romans chapter 5, right? Let's look at from verse 10. Okay? Are we together? Okay. Okay, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Hallelujah. Not only that, but we rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now receive the reconciliation, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Second. Okay. Okay. Through will we have now received what? The consolation. Verse 12. Therefore, just as through one man, sin entered into the world and death through sin. Do you understand me? Just as by one man, what happened? Sin entered into the world and what happened? And death through sin. Do you understand that? And thus death spread to all men because all sin.
Do you understand that? Death spread to all men because of one man's sin. What was the sin of one man? Disobedience, unbelief, right? The sin of disobedience and unbelief. So he didn't believe, so he disobeyed. Hallelujah. 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 He didn't believe, unbelief, disobeyed. Now he said, Bible said, death passed to all men. Hallelujah. Because all sinned. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For unto the law, sin was in the world. But it was not imputed when there is no law. Meaning it was not to impute is to put in one's account. Do you understand me? Was not passed to the account because what? There was no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses. Even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. Hallelujah. 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 Did you see that? So death came by who? By one man. Right? Right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we take that again? Therefore, just as through one man, sin entered the world and death through sin. Hallelujah. And thus death spread to all men. The word for all men is not it's that word. All men can be translated to humanity. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Talk about humanity. Hallelujah. If you read in the context, you discover that death spread to death came to humanity. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? By one man, death, sin entered, and death by sin. Hallelujah. 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 Are we together? Hallelujah. Now, because death reigned, there was a remedy. I hope you know that. He said, because all have sinned. Because what has happened? All have sinned. Okay. Thank you. Let's go ahead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sin came into the world, but there was a remedy for sin. The Bible said, without the shedding of blood. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. Let's go to Hebrews 9, 22. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. Before we go to Hebrews 9, 22, let's quote something from Leviticus chapter 17, verse 12. Then we'll go to Hebrews 9, 22. Leviticus 17, 12. Let's look at what it said in Leviticus 17, 12. No, because Leviticus tells you more about what the Levites knew. The Levites were the ones who were to do some of the, were the priests. Hallelujah. Leviticus 17, verse 12. Are you in chapter 17 of Leviticus? Okay, let's look at, let's just pick out that verse. Are you there? Sorry, supposed to be chapter 12 verse 17. Sorry, let me go back a bit. Okay. Okay, sorry, chapter 17. We are correct. Sorry. Verse 11 through 12. It says, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. Did you see this? And I've given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. Now it was given, let's look at who he was writing to. Verses 1 and 2. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and to his sons and all the children of Israel, and say to them,
what we are reading now. Do you understand me? Now, he was speaking to Aaron, who is the priest. Do you understand? High priest. High priest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, look at what he says. He says, now, he was telling them how they should lay, how they should offer up sacrifices to cover their sin. Whom? I mean, to cover sin. We knew it was to cover sin because the epistle showed us that in Hebrews, that the shedding of, I mean, the blood of the bulls and the lights, I don't want to name again, and the sheep were to cover their sins, right? Just a covering of sin. That there is a yearly remembrance of that sin. Do you understand me? Now look at what he said. He said, the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. This is God speaking. It is blood that makes atonement for souls. But now if you look at the book of Hebrews, let's go to Hebrews. Hebrews is after Timothy. After Titus, sorry. Hebrews chapter 9. Hallelujah. Are you in Hebrews chapter 9? Okay. From verse 6 through... Okay, it's going to be a long reading. Okay, you know what you do? I urge you to read it through. Let's just look at from verse 21 through 22. And likewise, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and the vessels of the ministry. According to the law, almost all things are purified with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you see that? Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Romans chapter 3. Let's look at what Paul has to say concerning that. Now, the writer of Hebrews is quoting from the Old Testament, and he said, without the shedding of blood under the law, there's no remission. And then look at Romans chapter 3. Let's look at what Paul said. Verse 24. Let's start from verse 23. So now we'll go into 24 from there. He said, okay, let's leave verse 23. Because I'm going to explain, I'm going to talk more there. So let's go to 24. He said, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God sent forth as a propitiation by his blood. Did you see that? By his blood. Through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you see that? Look at verse 24 critically, so that you understand what he's saying. So being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God has passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness. Hallelujah. How did he do it? By his blood. Remember, the law says without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Right? Right? Now, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Now, the blood that they shed then was for what? To cover sin. You read very well the book of Hebrews. Was to cover sin. There was a yearly remembrance. But the Bible says Jesus offered his blood one for all time. The Bible says he is seated, meaning he completed it all. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. 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 So, did you see why he needed to die? Hallelujah. If Jesus did not have to die, therefore, God would have allowed Adam eating of the tree of life after he was done eating the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Are you hearing me? Read the scriptures. Hallelujah.
Did you see that?
But hey, something has happened and you need to be corrected. Glory, 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 glory. Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Okay? So, Jesus was made by his blood to pay, was made as the sacrifice of our sins. That was what the writer, Romans chapter 3 is telling us. He was made as the sacrifice of our sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One for all time. Hallelujah. The same way to our salvation is one for all time. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. Yeah. 2 Corinthians 5, 21. Let's look at that. It's something we could quote. Hallelujah. Let's read it together. Are you there? What did he make him? Became the sacrifice for our sins by his blood. He said, for he made him who knew no sin. Did you see that? To become sin. Hallelujah. For us. That we might become the righteousness of God in him. Hallelujah. 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 He made him sin. Glory, hallelujah. Did you see that? Hallelujah. And his blood. Okay. Let me show you more on that. Isaiah. Isaiah had something to say about it. Isaiah chapter 53. How Jesus was made as a sacrifice for sins. Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah 53. Isaiah chapter 53. Are we together? Now, because we are coming back to where we were. Isaiah 53, are you there? Let's look at verse 5. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. No, let's start from verse 1. I love this Isaiah 53 very well. Say, who hath believed that report? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of the dry ground. He has no form or comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not. Surely he bore our griefs. He's talking about him. Did you see that? Surely he did what? He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. Hallelujah. Verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. Who was he referring to? He was not referring to the believers. He was referring to who? Who is the we here? The Israelites. You know, when Peter was writing in 1 Peter chapter, in 1 Peter, and he said, by his stripes we were healed, was not writing to us. It was not for us. Hallelujah. Are you having me? Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll have more time to talk about that. Glory, hallelujah. Not for us. You see? Okay. Let me quote somebody. One of my mentors, Chris Mayakinome, he said something. He said, there are some things that might be a bit difficult for us to change. Eh? Why haven't heard it yet? Like scriptures like this. According to him, he says scriptures like this might be a bit difficult. Because this is what a lot of people use to claim their healing. Right? But if you understand the message, the fruit of redemption, you will understand this. Do you understand me? Understand the message. Because you see, we as believers, see, Peter looking back at the cross said, hey, surely by his stripes you were healed, right? But you know, I told us something. Most of the things Peter wrote in the book of First Peter, they are, if they write First Peter, Second Peter at the same time.
Now, the only book of 2 Peter towards the climax of his ministry on earth. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Now, you know the book of 1 Peter, a long time, when he was battling with some things. So, there were some things when you read there, if you don't read it in the light of either John's testimony or John's epistle and Paul's epistle, you might not really grasp what Peter is saying there. Do you understand me? In the book of 1 Peter. So, you know, one needs to be very careful when he wants to pick out something from the book of 1 Peter to make a doctrine. To make a teaching. Do you understand me? Because there were some things that he said. Now, Peter, looking back at the cross. Do you understand me? Said, by his stripes, we were healed based on what Isaiah have said. But truly, our healing, take note, our healing in court from the cross. Hallelujah. We have something that, listen, we have, oh, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. There's something we must understand what we have now. It's called Zoe. It's the life of God. Hallelujah. In the life of God, there is no sickness. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it was not the stripes that brought about the healing. Hallelujah. So that is why in the light of the epistles, if you look at what Isaiah is writing, you can place it well. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go ahead. Let's just read. It says, all we like sheep have gone astray, and we have turned everyone his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. On who? On Christ. Hallelujah. The iniquity of us all. Hallelujah. He was oppressed and was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as the lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. Hallelujah. Verse 8. He was taken from prison, from judgment, and who will declare his generation? Hallelujah. For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Did you see? It tells us how he was. Hallelujah. Before he was taken to the cross. Hallelujah. Verse 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin. Did you see? When you make his soul a what? An offering for sin. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. Hallelujah. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you see that? Now, he was made an offering for sin. By his blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was made. But that was not what he came for. He came to give us life. Hallelujah. He said it himself. But for him to give us life, he needs to fulfill the word, the prophecies. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? If we say Jesus came to die on the cross, that was his major aim of coming, we will miss it. Hallelujah. Do you understand me? His major aim of coming was to give us life. He said it himself. Hallelujah. He did what? He said it himself. When giving us life, he said, ought not Christ to have suffered these things? Hallelujah. Which things? All that happened to him according to the scriptures. Do you understand me? Now, many of the prophets spoke about what he was to suffer. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they also spoke about the glory and how he's going to enter his glory too. Hallelujah. So that was where Paul quoted from in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He said that what? Christ died for sins according to the scriptures. He said he died according to the scriptures, and then he resurrected how? According to the scriptures, right?
Hallelujah. I have a lot of scriptures over here. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let me quote in context. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, okay. It says that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. He was buried. And that he was buried and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Hallelujah. 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 Open your Bibles too. He spoke to Timothy on the same account. Glory, hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. Look at what he said. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. Are you there? Now, look at verse 4, verse 7. He said, consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ, of the seed of David, was raised from the dead. He told them, remember that he was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. So he came to give us life. Hallelujah. But in giving us life, he had to die to pay for the sins. Hallelujah. So that we can be passed from death unto life, right? Hallelujah. Okay, we have a few minutes left. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Masoko to balaba shata labana. Oh, da baradosia. We were in John chapter 5, right? John chapter 5. Let's go back to our scriptures. John chapter 5. We're reading from John chapter 5. 22 through 24, right? Wow. So from 24, we now started talking all this. Hallelujah. Okay. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 25. Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. Hallelujah. Verse 26. For now, remember, he said he has passed from death to life. Now, look at what he's saying here. Those who hear will what? Will live. Hallelujah. Verse 26. For as the Father has life in himself, in him was life. Right? Talking about the Son, not the Father. Now, I want you to just understand that scripture before we go next. Hallelujah. For the Father has life in himself, so has he granted to the Son to be self-sufficient of life, to have life in himself. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, oh, shat halamandis ki bro nabahnamus ki arara. I feel like speaking in tongues. Hey, glory, hallelujah. 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 Verse 37. I want us to. Verse 37. 37. And the Father himself who sent me has testified of me. You have never heard his voice at any time, nor seen his son. But you do not have his word abiding in you, because whom he sent, him you do not believe. You search the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life. And these are they that testify of me. Did you see that? But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. He was referring to the Pharisees. Glory, hallelujah. 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 Okay, let's go back to John chapter 10. Let's go back to John chapter 10. Okay, before we go to John 10, we're looking at how John used the word Zoe, right? Right? Okay, let's look at chapter 6. Let's go to chapter 6 of John. Okay. Are you there? Chapter 6, look at from verse 39. This is the will of my Father. Now let's look at what the will of the Father is. Who sent me? That all, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up on the last day. What does this tell you? It tells us about our salvation, right? Hallelujah. 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 Let's go to verse 40. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life. And I will raise, him up at the last day. Do you know what it means? It means the will of the Father is that everyone who believes in him. Okay, let me put it like this. The will of the Father is your salvation cannot be lost. Everlasting life. Look at what he said. Everlasting life cannot be lost. It's a gift. The Bible says the gift of God is without repentance. Right? Hope you know. I hope you know Zoe is a gift. Romans chapter 6. You guys are making me go scriptures. Let's look at Romans chapter 6. Let's know. Let me prove it to you that the life of God is a gift. Then we'll come back to where we were. Hallelujah. I want to prove that to us. Romans chapter 6, verses 22 through 23. Okay. Are we together? Oh, hallelujah. Verse 22, but now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end, everlasting life. Hallelujah. He said, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is what? Eternal life. Did you see that? In Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. So, it is a gift. And the Bible shows us the gift of God is what? The gift and the calling of God are without what? Repentance. Hallelujah. Do you know what it means? Permit me to use it this way. You know they change. Hallelujah. 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 Constant. Okay, to further explain that, let's look at John chapter 10. Let's look at John chapter 10, verse 28. God loves us to take the study of this John critically. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 28, he said, I give them. Oh, let's have verse 27. Say, my sheep hears my voice. Are we there? My sheep hears my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I will give. Say, and I give them. And I give them what? Eternal life. And they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hands. Did you see that? The word for anyone does not mean any man. The word there means anything. Neither shall, the word man does not, is not in the original. It means neither shall what? Let's read it. Removing the man, because the man is in italics, right? Right? Is that what you see in your Bible? Some of us have become we started meditating. Is it on the calendar in your Bible? Old King James. We are children of the New King James. Hallelujah. Now, the word is. Okay. Any man is supposed to be. Anyone is New King James. Any man, Old King James. Now, the man is in italics, right? Those of you who are with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now he shows it does not exist. So let's remove the man and put any. Now let's look at it. I give them eternal life. Right? And they shall never perish. Neither shall any snatch them out of my hands. Did you see that? Nobody can. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Did you see that? The word for snatch is the word to pluck, is the word hapazo. Hallelujah. It means to snatch, to catch away. Hapazo. H-A-R-P-A-Z-O. To snatch away. To take something away. Now, say, neither shall anyone pluck them. Another word used is to pluck. Neither shall anyone pluck them out of my hands. You'll find the same word used by Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17. Are we together? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17. 2 Corinthians 12, 2 and 4. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you see that? Let's look at 2 Corinthians 12, verse 2 and 4. Let me quickly show that. I'm just trying to work with time. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Chapter 12. Paul was talking about himself. He said, I knew a man in Christ who, 14 years ago, whether in the body or not, know whether out of the body, but God knows such one was caught up, was taken up. Do you understand me? Now, sorry, I just wanted to use this to show something. Now, neither shall anyone catch them out of my hands. Do you understand me? The same word was used. I'm sharing all that to further explain how the word was used in the scriptures. If you read 1 Thessalonians, you're talking about the taking away of the saints, right? Now, it talked about the taking away of the saints. 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 17 talked about taking away of the saints. Now, neither shall anyone, just like the way they were taken out of the earth, neither shall anyone take them out of my hands. Meaning, no one can take you out of his hands if you are born again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you believe this? Believe it out this? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, look at what he now said. He said, my Father who has given them to me is greater than all. Now, if he was referring to man here, I'm in John chapter 10 again. You will have said, my Father is greater than all men, right? But he said, my Father who has given them to me is greater than all. I'm in verse 29 of John 10. He says, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hands. Glory, hallelujah. I and my Father are one. Glory, hallelujah. And we are one with them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. We studied from Romans chapter 5, verse 21. He said, Let's go to Romans 5, 21. Thinking I'm quoting 2 Corinthians 5:21. Romans 5:21. Okay, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Now he says, but from verse 20, I like going one verse ahead, so now we'll get the pretext and continue from there. Now he said, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abound, grace abounded much more. Hallelujah. Verse 21. So that as sin reigned in death, grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody with old King James. Let me have an old King James. Okay. Verse 21, right? Okay. Okay, hey, I love this. He says, just as sin had reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord.
He said,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Permit me to stay here and talk about something quickly. So as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness unto eternal life. Now, I want us to pay attention, because what I want to show you is that Zoe reveals the righteousness of God in you. Zoe, the life of God, the life of God I will have. Remember I said Zoe is the nature of God, right? And what is righteousness? Righteousness is God's nature, right? Now, the life of God you have reveals the the life of God you have reveals the righteousness of God that you are. And that was what he was talking about here.
Are you hearing me? Now, when you read your Bibles, pay attention to what I said something. Those of you who follow me online, I put these things most often on my status. Pay attention to the prepositions that is used in the scriptures. Do you understand me? Pay attention to prepositions. Now, the word used there is unto eternal life. Now, the word for to is the word eis, E-I-S. Do you understand me? E-I-S. Another place we find something like this, if we open to Ephesians chapter 4, I want to use that, especially that of Ephesians chapter 4, to explain to us. Chapter 4, verse 11. Ephesians 4, 11. Okay. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4, 11. It says, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Right? Look at the next word. He gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Right? Now, it says for what? For the equipping of the saints. The word for. Look at another word again. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, it doesn't mean, listen to this. Remember, I read it to us as for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, so that the saints will do the work of the ministry, right? Very important. But, you know, when reading your Bibles, you read in preposition. Now, I want to tell you why I read it like that for us. Should I tell you why I read it like that? Now, the first word used is for. It's a preposition. Yeah, it means pros. Now, he gave some apostles, some prophets. He said what? Some evangelists, some pastors, teachers, right? He said what? For the intention of. Now, that is the reason for the word for. That is that preposition for. Towards this. This is the goal. Now, whenever pro is used, it tells intent or tells purpose. Do you understand me? Pros. Now, in view of... Do you understand me? Now, pros tells the intent or the purpose. Now, when it says, he gave some apostles, some prophets, some teachers, some evangelists, pastors, teachers, he says, for the intent, for the purpose of equipping the saints. Now, the other word for is the word eis, the same word used in Romans 5:21. Now, it's for, right? But that's why you pay attention to the what? To the prepositions. Because, you know, many times people read scriptures out of context or read it amiss, because let me explain something to us. The way the Bible was written, the language it was written in is much more vast than English. English is limited. Do you understand me? English is limited. So most times, when the writers were translating these things, they made some errors. Do you understand me? Because of the limitation of English language. Do you understand me? Now, he used the word. Listen, he used the word eis. See? Now, eis means is to reveal the intent or the purpose. Do you understand me? Now, I'm still going somewhere again. I'm still going to show us something from 2 Timothy. So now we understand better. Do you understand? Now, he said, he gave some apostles this. He said, for the purpose of equipping the saints is. Now, he's not saying the pastors and prophets have the work of, they don't have three work of equipping the saints for work of ministry and for the divine of the body of Christ. No. No. We read it as, he said, for the equipping of the saints. Now, the word for the work of the ministry is what? The equipping of the saints is revealed. Is revealed. Do you understand me? In their what? Work of the ministry. It is edifying the body of Christ. Also revealed in the body of Christ being edified. Do you understand that? So it is reveals intent. It is E-I-S. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when you hear me say, for the equipping of the saints, that the saints, according to the Amplified, that the saints will do the work of the ministry. Meaning, when the saints do the work of the ministry, they are being equipped by the pastors. Do you understand that? When the body of Christ is edified, it reveals their what? No. It reveals that they are being equipped. Do you understand me? So, how do you know? To equip, I said, is to do what? To furnish. Catechismus, right? To furnish. Now, how do you know a believer is furnished? In their work of ministry. Do you understand me? And how edified they are in the body of Christ. Do you understand that? Hallelujah. 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 Are you with me? Are you with me? Okay. Let's go to 2 Timothy. Quickly. Chapter 3. 2 Timothy. Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. Hold on there. Okay, our time is up. Okay, look at this. It says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. All scripture is given by the what? Inspiration of God. And it's profitable for what? For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word for in all this whatever is the word pros. A yeast was not used. Now, can we read it with what we define as pros just now for the purpose of, right? Towards something, right? Right? The purpose of, to review something in view of or towards something. Pastors, evangelists, for. They are there towards the equipping of the saints, right? Okay, now let's look at it with this. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it's the scripture now, and it's profitable for what? Doctrine. Now, it's profitable for what? Doctrine, right? Let's go ahead. I'm coming on. Doctrine, we know what doctrine is. Doctrine is not principle that is in the church. In my church, our doctrine is that we don't cover our hair. My church, my doctrine is that we don't wear church. That is not the meaning of doctrine. Hallelujah. Doctrine here means teaching. Teachings. Hallelujah. Teachings. It's not principle. We have our church doctrine. No. The doctrine. You see, the message is one. The teaching should be one. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter the denomination. It doesn't matter where. There's no. The only principle we have is the word.
The only teaching we have is the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, let's go ahead. He said, he's given the inspiration of God and it's profitable for doctrine. It's profitable for teaching. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Okay. Another word you use. Okay. Doctrine for reproof, which is for conviction. Reproof for conviction, right? Now, listen to this. The scripture is given by the inspiration of God and it's profitable for, scripture is profitable for teaching. Another word again is for, pros, meaning teaching. Eh? The purpose of teaching is for what? Is for what? For reproof. That's what it's telling you here. Pros. The purpose of reproof, conviction is a what? Correction. The purpose for correction is what? Instruction. In what? Righteousness. That's what was passing across to him. They said that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good works. Now, how do you know this is what he was referring to in verse 16? It's verse 17. Do you understand me? The teaching should bring conviction. Are you hearing me? The conviction should bring what? Correction. Correction will carry instructions. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, hallelujah. So that is why the right teaching needs to be on. Glory to God. So, in view of this, can we go back to Romans chapter 5, verse 21, and then we'll round up for today. Romans chapter 5, verse 21. Okay? Are you there? So that as sin reigned in death, even so, grace might reign through righteousness, which is revealed in eternal life through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Did you see that? He is. So, our righteousness is revealed in the life of God that we have. Hallelujah. It's not something to be joyous about. Hallelujah. We have the life of God. Hallelujah. 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 1 John chapter 1. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Let's go to 1 John quickly, 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 quickly. Oh, hallelujah. First John chapter 1, verse 20. Hallelujah. Oh, Kalabusha, Namandus, he don't the Banamon, the Banamons, he don't the Banabasha, the Banamon, the Banaman, the Son of Monda, he does. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Okay. I said we should open to 1 John, right? Just trying to get some scriptures for us. Sorry, 1 John chapter 2, sorry. Are you with me? Oh, shara ra ra ra. First John chapter 2, we'll go back to chapter 1. Let's look at chapter 2, verse 24. Therefore, let that abide in you, which you've heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you will abide in the Son and in the Father. Verse 25. And this is the promise that he has promised us, eternal life. Hallelujah. 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 He has promised us eternal life. And we have it now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have eternal life now. Hallelujah. Chapter 1, verse 2. From verse 1 through 2. Oh, he says, and that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we've seen with our eyes, which we looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. Hallelujah. He said, this life was manifested, and we've seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us, hallelujah, which we have seen and heard and declared to you, that you may also have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Eternal life is manifested to us. It is manifested to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have it now. We're not going to have it tomorrow. We have it now. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. I'm the Son of the Kingdom. As the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself. Hallelujah. Now are we the sons of God. Hallelujah. Now are we the sons of God. Now, not tomorrow. Now are we the sons of God. Now are we the sons of God. Brothers and sisters, we are full of life. We are full of life. Hallelujah. I have the life of God in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus came to give me life. I'm full of life. I walk in the life of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I walk in the consciousness of this life. Hallelujah. You know what? Tomorrow we'll continue in the light of this topic. Hallelujah. I walk in the light of his life. I have it in full. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm full of life. I'm full of life. Sickness has no place in my bodies. I'm full of life. I'm full of life. Hallelujah. Let's be on our feet. Manga barabasha talamandia. Oh, bona baragaso tobale zukalabasha talamandia. Just open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Oh, balabala moon, abodabasha da 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 da. Oh, boda moon, the boda barabasha da balamoon, the boda moon, carnival, sakara banaba. Oh, born among the barabar, the old soul of barabar, the cold Zabraga, Sunga Balaman, the soak, have ever shut up. Here they bone the barabones, the Arada shut up. We're gonna worship him. Man about the gones, the Gadabones, the Gadabandos, the Dada, Jodonoshia. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 5, verse 10. Say, he who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe in God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has given us. That he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life. Hallelujah. This is the testimony God has given us eternal life. Hallelujah. He that has the Son has life. He who has not the Son has not life. Hallelujah. And these things I've written to you. Who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have eternal life. He's in my body. I have eternal life. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Kaba shataraman there. Oh, Baramando Soto Baraba, being born again, we've come to take of his life. Hallelujah. Oh, Garabashara Baramando Sia. Let's worship him.